Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
This is Scientific American's 60 Second Science. I'm Christopher Intagliata.
A baby's laugh is unmistakable. But aside from its squealing, high-pitched quality, there's another factor that sets a baby's laugh apart from ours. Babies laugh on the exhale and the inhale, whereas adult humans
tend to laugh predominantly on the exhale, so the classic kind of ha, ha, ha.
Disa Sauter, a psychologist who studies emotions at the University of Amsterdam. Sauter and her colleagues collected 44 samples of babies laughing, from the ages of 3 months to 10 months, all the way up to 18 months. They played the samples for about 100 untrained volunteers and asked them to deconstruct the laughs. Were the babies laughing on the inhale, the exhale, or both?
And there we find a nice relationship between the age of the baby and the amount of the laughter that is happening on the inhale.
The younger the baby, the more laughs on the inhale. Because remember, our laughs gravitate towards the exhale as we age, and Sauter thinks one reason for that could be that we gain more vocal control as we learn to talk, because speaking also happens primarily on the exhale. She presented the preliminary findings at a meeting of the Acoustical Society of America in Victoria, Canada. And now her team is in the process of checking the judgments of the volunteers against those of professional phoneticians. As it happens, human babies aren't the only primates who laugh both breathing out and breathing in. Chimps do it too.
They go like, you know, they laugh just more continuously while inhaling and exhaling. But it's true. It's totally difficult to do on purpose.
But Sauter, I thought, pulled off a pretty good impression.
I'll take that as a compliment.
Thanks for listening. For Scientific American 60 Second Science, I'm Christopher Intagliata.